We go to the hotline, joined now by the head coach of the Arkansas Razorbacks. He accepted the challenge for ALS, the Ice Bucket Challenge. Coach Bielema, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing good, gentlemen. You guys?
We're doing great. Okay, so David Basil challenged me, and I had 24 hours. And then I decided, okay, who can I get? So I got a couple of guys from Guatney Chevrolet. I got Matt Jones, a former quarterback, and I thought, why not get the head coach involved too?
Absolutely. Well, I'm glad you did it because I had about four or five others follow up in the next 12 hours. So I wasn't aware of the 24-hour rule, so I'm apologize if I'm a little tardy. But
you're right on time with it, Coach.
You know, what was awesome is, and I know this is beginning to break out now, is when I began to hear about this, and obviously, you know, a lot of people know it as ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, and they may know, but they don't know the details. We had one of ours unfortunately lose his mother to ALS a year ago, and the Deacon brothers, both of them played here. Adam's on the team now, and he was able last night to stand in front of our team and tell everybody what ALS is. You could have heard a pin drop in our room. Our kids heard the story, heard about his mother, heard how their family had to care for her, and the one important thing I think that stuck true to our players was, you know, she was a wonderful woman, raised a beautiful family. It struck her. She was a survivor. The average age, battle lasts about 2 years for women, and she lasted, I believe, 4 to 5 years. Mm. He talked about how her mind was totally intact. So when she began to lose track of her ability to move and move her arms and hug her sons and walk, her mind was totally there, and how much of an effect that had on the family. So it moved our players. Our players are all going to give $5. I'm going to match everything that they put in the kitty. We had kids come up afterwards and say, hey, I want to give my whole scholarship check, you know, to this month to ALS. I mean, it's just been an overwhelming effect on our kids.
What was it like when you called Adam up? He had no idea what you were going to do.
He didn't. He's an unbelievable kid. He is probably our third-string snapper, center. A work hard, try hard, every day comes to work with a lunch pail. Just an attitude, a ability. He's a look team guy for our defense. And the NCAA lets you put on a scholarship anybody that's a non-recruited player that's been here after 2 years. You can put them on for one-year scholarships, and they can do a lot of good. They can help your APR, help your graduation rates. But I always tell our players, our fifth Arkansas edge is what we say all the time, is you earn everything. And Adam has earned it. He is an unbelievable team member, but what I was amazed at is he said he's going to graduate in the spring. And I said, well, you know, we do certain things in our program to honor seniors. We have a senior poster. We recognize them. We have a senior day. And he said, Coach, I don't want to take away from the seniors in his class. I don't feel like I'm a senior just because he's a junior by eligibility. He goes, I just want to, you know, defer that to all the guys that have earned it. And I'm like, if there's anybody that's earned it, my friend. But I just stayed quiet. That's when I made the decision. I didn't tell anybody in the entire room. And then after he got done speaking, I was able to say, hey, because you're earning a degree and you've earned it every day, I'm going to give you a scholarship. The place went nuts.
Wow.
Yeah, it's always good when you have a walk on it. And he's the hardest one of the hardest worker. It definitely helps all the other players with talent that are your guys that are playing. Look at that example, you know, because a guy that doesn't have the talent to play on Saturdays is still out working, you know, in practice. So that's awesome, Coach.
It is. It was. You obviously saw it firsthand, too. I mean, the guys just gravitate to people that work every day. And I was able to give A.J. Derby, probably half the room didn't even know he was walking on, but he sacrificed to come here and worked every day. Gave him one, John Henson, who's in the battle for our kicking job, but again, another kid that's set to graduate here in January and or December and has done everything we asked to do. I think that's the 10th walk-on now that I put on scholarship in the last year and a half. Well, hopefully we're going to, you know, put great players on in the future under scholarship, but this is a great NCAA rule.
Right, and Adam Deacon from right here in Little Rock played at Little Rock Christian. So a lot of people listening right now in the Central Arkansas area remember Adam when he played at Little Rock Christian. He's a guy, like you said, that's the third team deep snapper, has been on the scout team every year that he's been there. But it means something to him, Coach, to put on that Razorback uniform and put that hog on that helmet.
100%. You know, his mother that passed and his dad comes to practice all the time, and they had commented to see both of their sons out there in a Razorback jersey represent Arkansas in the finest way possible. It moves you, you know, and I think that's the great thing a lot of you know, my mom is a 25-year survivor of breast cancer, and I remember the one thing she always said is, if she can give one talk or one speech or one commercial or one article that raises awareness or allows one woman to go get a breast examined, you know, for breast cancer. And same thing here, you know, Adam jumped at the chance to speak to the team because he wanted to raise awareness for a disease that took his mom's life, but yet he doesn't see it as a negative, and he tries to make a awareness for our players, and it's definitely going to have the effect on them for the rest of their lives.
All right. You told me this earlier today, but who did you challenge?
I thought in the launch of the SEC Network tomorrow, I thought it'd be good to fire up Mr. Feinbaum and Joe Tessitore, two guys that are SEC Network guys that will be kicking it off tomorrow. And then, of course, you know, you can take a jab at your boss every once in a while. I threw one out to Jeff Long. and then my fourth challenge was just really to our team because they kind of had made the decision to unify, so they took turns dunking themselves, and they're all going to donate $5 out of their check. And like I said, I'll match that. And it's kind of a neat thing to see them. And they've all, in turn, challenged the world of college football, you know, for all the right reasons.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that is. Coach, how is camp going? I know sometimes you get into a couple weeks of it and you get tired of hitting the same jersey, and you're ready to see that Auburn jersey line up. How is camp going, Coach?
It is. You know, today was this morning's practice was actually practice number 11. So it's also Wednesday of the hump day week that everybody grinds through. This is the most amount of practices we'll have in a single week for the entire year. So last night, that story probably uplifted him a little bit. To be quite honest, this morning's practice was by far one of the top two or three practices so far in fall camp, and might be all time since I've been here. Just the tempo, the attitude, the workman's mentality. You know, we worked a lot of situations. We worked red zone, tight red zone, goal line, second down play, third down. We looked the first down run and play action pass. Had some guys making some ridiculous plays. So if I told him, I said, after practice today, when you left the building last night, whoever you talked to, whatever you ate, however you slept, whatever you wore to work today, do it all again tomorrow, because if we practice like that every day, we're going to be in business.
Man, that's good to hear. How cold was the ice bucket?
It was a little chilly. I'm going to give everybody, because there's a lot of these challenges going on there. One of the best advice pieces I ever got from a former boss of mine was, you know, when you get those ice buckets, everybody kind of does one or two things. You either lean forward or arch back. Well, when you lean forward, it just shoots off your back and off your front side. But if you arch your back, it all goes down the back of your neck, down to your shorts, down to your drawers, down to your socks. So just a little coaching point. If the whole world wants to take a coaching one-on-one on ice baths. I didn't get many of them last year, but I'm looking forward to a few more here in the future.
That's what I was going to say. I'm ready for you to get one when that.
What about the big
final
tubs
horn
out there?
Goes.
Yeah, the final horn after that first game at Auburn would be nice.
Two big linemen throwing it on you. That's what I want to see.
I would gladly take that with a grin on and a smile on for days.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you for taking the challenge, and thanks for taking some time out of what is obviously a busy time for you here in fall camp, trying to get the Razorbacks ready for September 30th.
Thank you, Trey. Thank you, gentlemen, and as always, we'll pick.